I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. Last week, Sunday, when we were discussing about having baptism, Nicole asked the question, what is that all about? She asked a very important question, because we need to answer our children when they ask questions. This morning we baptized Nicole, Elias, Jose, and Armando. Why did we do that? And what is the purpose of baptism? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was baptized. He was baptized by John in the River Jordan. Now, the baptism of John was one of repentance. John needed to turn away from sin. Sin means to be separated from God. But Jesus did not need to repent, because Jesus was sinless. But anyhow, he was baptized because baptism means more than forgiveness of sin. The decision that Jesus made to be baptized was a decision to live a certain life, to live the will of his Father, come what may. Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. To do what? To do self-examination. Jesus was showing us that man, because of the disease we have inherited from our first parents, Adam and Eve, we need to look again at ourselves, to examine our lives, because we are not well. We are bombarded every day by sin. We have our temptations to confront. He wrestled with the demons. Remember, while Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, he was tempted. He was tempted. But in this temptation, what did Jesus do? Jesus remained faithful to his Father, and because of remaining faithful to his Father, he overcame his temptations. And I want us to focus on this word today and during this week as we baptize these children. Jesus remained faithful to the end. And that is what we desire of these children, to be faithful to the end. It means that we have to pray for them daily. It means that we have to talk to them daily. It means that we have to lead them into the right path. One of the reasons why our church is so poor, I believe, is because we have people who stand as godparents who are unnurtured. So what? We have unnurtured nurturers. People can't give to a child or to someone if they themselves don't know. Remember what Jesus prayed in the garden. Not my will, but yours, Father, be done. Not my will, but yours, Father, be done. Our church teaches us that our baptism also forgives sin. And most of us were baptized as infants. And when that happened, we did not realize what was happening. And we did not think of it very much. But when adults are baptized, all is completely forgiven up to that point. They start again as new people. Our church also teaches that our baptism is more than forgiveness of sin. It is so much more. It was of, if not the most important days of our life. And we, my friends, need to reflect on this, because most of us probably don't think about it very often. We just take it for granted. It is very sad to say, but some people baptize their babies just because that is the thing to do. It means no more than that to them. You will remember a story I told that I heard at the baptism we had right here a few months ago. And for those who were not here, I'm going to tell the story again. It is the story of three priests who got together for coffee. They discovered that all their churches had problems with bats, rat bats, infesting their bell towers. The bats were really making a mess. I got so mad, said one priest. I took a shotgun and I fired at them. It made holes in the ceiling, but did not hurt the bats. The second priest said, I tried trapping them alive. Then I drove 50 miles before releasing them, but they beat me back to the church. The third priest said, I haven't had any more problems. What did you do? The others asked. And the priest said, I simply baptized them, and I haven't seen them since. So, my friends, if I ask you, are you baptized? You probably would say, of course I am baptized. I have gotten a certificate to prove it. But if I ask you, what is the date of your baptism? Could you tell me? I am sure that those of us who are seasoned Anglicans here do not remember that time that we were baptized. So, as Jesus began his ministry, so this life of these children are beginning. A new life when faith will be crucial to their growth and development. They have been put on a journey in which all of us who are here will have the responsibility of helping them along. A journey in which we will help them to understand what the church is all about, but most of all, what God is all about, and to let them know of the benefits of God. We need them to know that while it is important to have an education, to learn to read and to write, and to be able to take their role in society later on, so it is most important for us to know about the kingdom of God. Because that is what we as Christians are involved in and are working towards achieving all the days of our lives. It's a work in progress. Baptism is the beginning. Then there is confirmation. Then we are going to come Sunday after Sunday to build our faith, to grow in love, and in so growing, to serve God and our neighbors. We have to let them know that this is the best life. We have to let them know that there's no better life than service of God. We must let them know that the happy life is to be one of service to God and our neighbor. And in serving God, he gives us the spirit to serve and to love. So what should we do today? We should celebrate. How do we do that? We celebrate by thanking God for wanting us to be in his family. We celebrate by thanking God for making us his children. And along with Jesus, making us the heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We celebrate by renewing our resolution to live our baptism faithfully, come what may. Jesus came up out of the water after he was baptized. The heavens opened, and there was a voice The voice said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At our baptism, that same voice said to you and me, "This is my beloved child, with whom I am now pleased. Go now and live your baptism. Go now and live your baptism." So it's a great day in the life of the church. When we lose people, the church is diminished. When people are baptized, the church is enriched. We thank God for these children, and we pray that we will train them in the way they should grow, to know the Lord, to serve the Lord, and to give the Lord to others. May God grant us the Spirit and the grace to do that. In His name. Amen.